We are Quake C98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. It is 8:19. Today is Manatee Appreciation Day.
Oh.
I appreciate manatees. I remember when I lived in Tennessee and I was working at this place, and one of the women that I worked with had never heard of a manatee. She had never seen a manatee. And I thought, I guess in Tennessee you wouldn't. If you've never left the state, you know, you wouldn't necessarily see one. But manatees, I saw them constantly growing up. They live in the ocean, but they also live in rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And so depending on where you were, it was very common to see them. And I was reading on them today. Manatees are closely related to elephants and hyraxes.
What's a hyrax? I thought that was a Dr. Seuss thing.
A hyrax, I had to look it up. It's also called dassies, are small, thick-set herbivorous mammals in the order of Hyracoidea. They're well-furred, rotund animals with short tails.
So that sounds like a description of me. Am I a hyrax?
To me, I would not even think that a manatee and a hyrax or hyraxes are related. But so something interesting about manatees, they have whisker-like hairs that cover them. And they say that on the face of a manatee, there's about 2,000 of these and 3,000 on their bodies. And they can be anywhere between 440 pounds and 1,300 pounds. But they're just interesting. They're not pretty, but they're cute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're called sea cows.
Yeah, sea pig. It would be a better description, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at them, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
But they're so cute, but they're not cute.
Yeah.
It's just a weird combination.
There's a belief that sailors that would see them may have mistaken those for mermaids, and then that's where we get a lot of our mermaid lore.
Stop
manatees.
It. Don't even.
No, really.
Look, when you look at a manatee.
No. Like from a distance.
Oh, okay.
You know,
not
if you're staring right at one right in the water below you, but from a distance and you see one and it's floating along and, you know, I guess I could see that, you know. You've been on the ocean for 6 months and you're half rum drunk and starved.
You're cross-eyed like,
look at that beautiful woman. She's so amazing. Dude, that's a sea cow. Stop talking about her like that.